as head coach Tom Ceratori is now joining us outside of the Beaver locker room. Congratulations, Tom. At times the struggle was real here, but you got to find a way to win games like that, and you guys did.
You know what? It was real. That was a great hockey game. It was a heck of a game from the bench. I'm sure it was up in the press box, and it was for the fans. And there wasn't a lot of easy ice, but I just really thought we played a good 60 minutes. And you know, we could have popped in a few more goals, but again, their goaltender played well, and I just liked how we defended, and I liked our passion tonight.
Yeah, there really wasn't a lot of space the first couple of periods. I thought both teams really, you know, jammed it up so much that there really wasn't too many high-quality scoring opportunities in the first 40 minutes.
No, everybody defended hard. Everybody defended hard, and both teams defended hard. And this was a big game, boys. It was a big game.
First goal, Eric Martin is down here at the bottom of the left circle on the 5-on-3-man advantage. Looked like he was trying to pass it to the slot. It ended up getting through all the way to the top of the right circle then and came back to Marty. That caused actually the goalie to move an extra couple of feet. Actually gets Eric more of a net to shoot at there, doesn't it?
You know what, Schultze? My angle was brutal. So whatever you said, I agree with, okay?
It looked like he was trying to connect to there in the slot, and it went all the way to the far circle.
I got to look at that, Schultze. Again, you got to remember, we're on the other bench, and he's on the far side. You had the best seat in the house for that one.
Well, then typical hockey. Matias makes a couple of good saves back-to-back. You turn it the other way, and then Riley buries it on the breakaway. With that reach, he's got a couple of breakaway goals for you here this year, Tom. He's got a good breakaway. I, at least what I've seen, he really approaches that well.
Hey, was that a good midseason midsummer pickup or what?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not used to having a 6'3" centerman who can skate like that. And he's hard to handle. He's a handful.
Defensively, they're in the extra attacker situation. Seem to have pretty good structure. If you can keep yourselves from chasing in an extra attacker against situation, you're helping everybody out, aren't you?
You got to be tight in the middle, but you still want one guy in the puck. You want to pressure the puck because it can get tense if everybody's soft. You know, you just want to be soft on the weak side and in the middle right there. That's the biggest thing, Schultze. But I thought, again, Juts won a lot of faceoffs. We might have iced some pucks there, but Juts won a lot of faceoffs too, and that was clutch.
He got my 3 stars last Saturday against the Gophers just because he won all those faceoffs down the stretch.
He's money. He's money.
You're ready for the chaos of Gopher week followed by North Dakota week?
Yeah, we'll worry about that. Like I told the guys, worry about them on Monday.
See you then, Coach.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here. It's our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.